So because they studied these two books, they were martyred for the Lordship. The whole church was changed. So the church had a great influence on society. This is the testimony of the church.
Just like they can maintain a meeting.
There's no persecution. They don't need to be persecuted. There's no right to be persecuted. Brothers and sisters, when the church has a right, can be a testimony for the Lord's sake. And then they offer their blood. Because the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. Brothers and sisters, from that point on, so they were persecuted by the Romans 10 times. After 10 tribulations, 10 persecutions, the church should disappear. So after 10 persecutions, in the whole Roman Empire, every two citizens, there was one Christian. What did the mayor of Rome say? He wrote a letter to the emperor. We cannot kill Christians anymore. So you kill one and then another one comes forth. You see that? After 10 persecutions, so Rome conquered the world of the time. But the gospel of the Lord conquered the Roman Empire. In the Roman culture before, in the Greek culture, they could do many shameful things as if they didn't do it. But the light of the gospel is too bright. Brothers and sisters, the righteous must live by faith. So in the society of Rome that's full of sin, could you have righteous people? So the light of the gospel is so bright, brothers and sisters. So unless we are not normal, this world is normal. If we're normal, this world is not normal. But and then show to the world what is normal. Don't show the world a broken family. So brothers and sisters, we can preach many
messages.
We can meet for a long time. We have a long history. Don't tell me how long. Is there 6 or 7 years? If you see what justification by faith is, thank you, Lord. Because of this reason, it's very clear. So the gospel is preached for. So if anyone has a chance to go to Rome, so if you go to Napoli,
那个附近有一个就是尼禄的夏宫,
so there is a summer palace of Nero.
你会看见很有意思，就在它很多现在是废墟了。
There are many ruins today.
那在一个澡堂就是它的 bath.
So there is a Roman bathhouse there.
它有一个像拱门一样的东西。
So it's just an archway.
你会发现有一棵树啊，是无花果树倒着长的。
You see, there is a fig tree that's grown upside down.
它的根在上面。
So his root is up. On top. And then branches on the bottom.
而且这个就长在什么地方？就长在罗马的夏宫，就是尼禄皇宫的夏宫。
So it's growing in this Roman palace, summer palace.
到现在，那棵无花果实还活着的。
So that fig tree is still alive today.
你知道，这是告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
就是告诉像教会一样。
So it's just like the church.
这个世界能够把它的叶子剪掉。
So the world can cut its leaves,
能把枝子剪掉,
cut its branches,
因为它的根在天上,
but because its roots are on heaven, so it keeps on growing and growing.
感谢主题,
thank the Lord, brothers.
为什么今天这个世界变成这样的事?
Why has this world become a world?
为什么那些清教徒他们到美国来的时候?
Why is the church that they came into the world?
你看你那个世界是个什么样的事?
What kind of world was it?
不要忘记,
don't forget.
因为他们都接受了耶稣基督的。
Because they accept the Lord Jesus as their
Savior.
They are all righteous
ones.
So they live by faith.
所以弟兄姊,
so brothers and sisters,
现在明白,
so now you understand.
等到今天你看, 有一条法律,
so when there's a law today,
既然变成这个土地上的法律,
it became the law of the land.
你要知道一件事,
you know that.
那一定证明教会失败,
so it proves that the church has failed.
证明我们的教育失败,
proves that our education has failed.
我们的年轻人到哪里?
Where are our young people?
一个家庭最悲哀的就是,
the most tragic thing in a family.
啊,没有当中的这一代,
they don't have a next generation.
只有祖父率领孙子,
there's only a grandfather leading the grandkids. It should be a father leading the son. The son to teach the grandson. Brothers and sisters. So if all the young people love the world, not interested in the word of God, brothers
and sisters,
this should be a time we repent. So we should repent in dust and ashes. So remember, brothers, so this book of Habakkuk is ours.
刚才我们讲是罗马3.0,
so Rome 3.0,
最后我们要讲罗马帝国4.0,
so the Roman Empire 4.0 is version.
那4.0的版本是什么样的版本?
What is the version 4.0?
不过在我讲这个以前,
before I mention this,
我先要提醒大家一下,
remind brothers,
当你读到启示录的时候,
when you read the book of Revelation,
你有没有读到666?
Did you read 666?
他说是兽的数目,
it's a number of the beast,
但也人的数目,
but it's also the number of man.
所以将来敌基督,
so the Antichrist,
他的确是个人,
he is a man,
而是超人,
and it's a superman.
可是很稀奇,
but amazing thing is,
圣灵怎么形容他?
How did the Holy Spirit describe
him? 圣灵形容他是一只兽,
so the Holy Spirit described as a beast.
你看见神的话是非常,
so the word of God is very accurate.
人跟兽有什么不同?
What's the difference between man and beast?
就着身体来说,
according to the body,
他们完全共同的,
they're the same.
都是泥土造,
all made of dust.
但人跟兽不同在哪里?
But what is the difference between man and
animals?
Now it's created according to the image of God.
因为神造人的时候,
so when God created man,
他的身体完全跟兽的身体一样,
so his body was just like the body of an animal.
结果他吹气在里面,
but God breathed in him.
然后就变成了亚当变成活的魂,
so Adam became a living soul.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
神是智慧的神,
God is the God of wisdom.
他把他的智慧的火花给了我们一点,
so he gave a spark of his wisdom a little bit to us.
就变成我们的mind,
became our mind.
然后他的爱给了我们一点,
he gave us love.
爱的火花给了我们一点,
spark of love he gave us.
就变成我们的emotion,
became our emotion.
情感, 他把他的自由意志给了我们一点,
so he gave us his own volition, his will.
我们可以说yes, 也可以说no.
We can say yes or no.
神尊重我们的意志,
God respects our will.
如果神要让人不犯罪的话,
if God is, doesn't want man to sin,
他可以把基路伯的火箭围绕在,
he could surround the fire of the cherubim around the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then nobody would sin.
但是弟兄姊妹,
so there is no such a shield around that.
真尊重人,
God respect
man's will.
God dares to create man according to his image. God knows how to take care of all the results.
所以弟兄姊妹,
now we know that.
人最像神的,
man is just like the place where he's most like God. It's his personality.
他的思想,
it's his mind,
他的情感,
his will,
他的意志,
emotion.
不是他的身体,
it's not his body.
所以圣经讲到七十个魂下到埃及去,
so the Bible says 70 souls went to Egypt.
每一个特点都是魂,
so the special feature was the soul.
表示说这七十个人,
so all 70 were created according to the image of God.
什么叫做兽呢?
What is a beast?
人怎么会变成兽呢?
How does man become a beast?
当人堕落以后,
after man sinned.
如果人没有堕落的话,
if man didn't sin,
如果人吃生命树的果子,
if man takes of the tree of life,
我们的魂要管, 我们的人格要管理我们的身体,
our personality should control our body.
然后我们的魂要服在灵的管辖之下,
so then our soul should be under control of our spirit.
生命的树在生命在里面,
so then the tree of life is there controlling us. This is a normal man. But after man sinned himself, his spirit died.
结果弟兄姊妹,
So now the body has climbed on top of the soul. So we are now completely delegated by our body. So the body has an urge, it has to be satisfied. So the urge to take alcohol comes in, we have to drink. But drugs, the addiction to drugs comes in, we have to take the drugs. So if the hormones act outside of the marriage, so then they lose everything. So brothers and sisters, so now we're very clear. Man is man because he's a soul. So when God says we are flesh, if not just fighting against man, doesn't look like man, but it's not special features of personality. Now his special feature is the body. Everything is delegated by the body. He cannot control himself. Even though he is the Roman emperor, but now his body has an urge. So he has to be in caprice. He has to sin. Brothers and sisters, how do you describe this man? You cannot say he's a man. He is God, created by God, man. But strictly speaking, just like that represented by the beast. So you speak of the Antichrist. The Bible uses a beast to describe him. What's 666?
666是1+2+3+4
So it's 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 all the way to 36. Just
153.
1 all the way plus 2 plus 3 all the way to 17. Why
17?
So, because in the four Gospels, the word fish appears 17 times. Why is
1
plus 2 plus 3 all the way to
36?
Because the book of Revelation talks about the word beast 36 times. So, brothers and sisters, now you see that? Very clear. When you speak about the Antichrist, so the Bible uses the beast to explain it. So when the Antichrist comes, what kind of form does he take? So the Bible tells us 666 is his number. If you study history, so there is a Roman emperor, his name is Nero. According to Hebrew, if it's Caesar Nero, it's 666. What does it mean?
那就是说, 等到基督有一天诞生的时候,
so when the Antichrist comes one day,
你怎么知道他,
how do you know he's the Antichrist? What kind of spirit does Antichrist have?
就像尼禄一样,
just like Nero.
明白吗?
You understand that?
所以在这里我们要清楚,
so here we have to remember.
当我们读到罗马帝国3.0的时候,
so when we study Rome 3.0,
因为保罗是在那个整个尼禄的阴影底下长,
so because Paul grew up under the shadow of Nero.
不要忘记,
don't forget. Paul wrote four groups of epistles. First group is the spring. Second group is summer. Third group is fall. Fourth group is winter.
经过属灵的春夏秋冬,
after the spiritual spring, summer, fall, and winter, you know one who was in Christ. That's Paul.
明白吗?
You understand that? He was one who was in Christ. So Christ is manifested through him at the same time.
你看见吗?
You see
that?
So Nero was enthroned in 54. In the beginning, he was just like a man. So his mother wanted him to be on the throne.
所以很可能妈妈把格劳丢皇帝的命割掉。
So,
Claudio.
Oh, so his mom probably killed Claudius. So that's why he was on the throne. In the beginning, he was 17. So he was young. Many people helped him. In the beginning, he was a real man, just like a man. But when he was 68, just like Paul went to spring, summer, fall, winter. On the one hand, we find this man in Christ, how he grew up. But